Referee Mike Reed knows just how it feels. He was sent over by Danny Baker after he gave a penalty that changed the outcome of one match. Danny's comments were so controversial that Radio 5 Live won't let us play you the tape. But this is some of what he said. Football has a maggot at its golden core, and that maggot is referees. The whole thing rests on some erstwhile van driver from Folkestone who probably had a row with his wife tonight. That worm should be on the phone now. Radio 5 should be saying to him, do you know how bad you are and how much of a threat to public unrest you are? He was talking about an FA Cup game. And for that outburst, Danny lost his job.
And that night of I got fired from the BBC, but am I alone in this? Doesn't anyone say this is a farce? We still think, no, you've got to, it's his choice, it's his decision. Well, no, it isn't. It doesn't have to be.
Even now, 4 years on, the Referees Association won't let Mike Reed talk about the row.
Now, you are constantly under pressure. You are constantly being scrutinised. You are constantly in the goldfish bowl. Sometimes you make a decision and you think it's quite obvious, and then you get a reaction from the crowd and you think, well, I'm not sure why they think that, but to me that is quite obvious.
One fan didn't think the ref had his eye on the ball here and ran on the pitch to demonstrate his disapproval. And here's another who went for the jugular.
But some decisions, we all know what they are, hinge on games, and as I say, do get start the terraces getting ugly. Now, if a referee says, hold on, it doesn't take forever to do a replace. You know, Sky do it in a second. Hold on. Well, nope, it didn't cross the line. Now, no one's going to go, yes, it did. They're going to go, oh, it didn't. Because they know somebody's got it there.
Martin O'Neill is furious with the decision, and Martin O'Neill is being sent from the dugout. He has every right to be furious.
On the day, I'm the one that makes the decisions. And I think quite rightly so. And I don't think we want robots refereeing. We're often exposed to the famous chants from behind the goal about the parenthood of the referee, etc. You know as a referee that you're not always going to be popular. And the point about it is the job of the referee is not to be popular.
Because if I was a professional footballer, I'd smack you round the mouth if you did that to me.
But there's good news for Danny. He's just got his old job back on Radio 5 Live.